How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 25th of January, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, welcome back. It's another Monday. That's it. Bye.
Like it or not. And with that, Andrew's out. Also with me today, I have the other half of Team Nightmare, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Snoopy.
Snoopy indeed. All right.
There's a new trailer for the Snoopy show on TV Plus. So I'm excited. That's a happy Monday.
You know, I'll take it. We have some less pleasing news, but still very useful that we need to discuss. Charlotte, you have an announcement, I guess, about everybody's new iPhone 12.
Well, let's break it down a bit. Apple has updated its guidance about the magnets inside the iPhone 12, iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12 Pro, iPhone 12 Max, and Pro Max, and MagSafe accessories. That date of this guidance is the 25th of January, so today.
All right.
It says that iPhone magnets, as well as components and ridges, they're all cell safe and contain magnets, but there is a warning about keeping them near to medical devices, essentially. It's what we'll include the link because it's worth going through and seeing if this is relevant to you. But it says to avoid any potential interactions with these devices, keep your iPhone and MagSafe accessories a safe distance away from your device, which it calls 6 inches, 15 centimeters, or more than 12 inches. Or 30 centimetres apart when you're charging wirelessly and consult with your doctor. So from what I can gather, we're talking things like a pacemaker, those kind of things. It doesn't explicitly say that from what I could see. It just refers generally to medical devices. But it is something to be aware of if you're using one of these newer MagSafe-enabled devices.
Yeah.
Because it says, it says, so although maybe all iPhone 12 models contain more magnets than the prior models, they aren't expected to pose a greater risk of magnetic interference. There's just more of them.
So maybe, like, don't carry your iPhone 12 in a shirt pocket?
I think that's the kind of vibe if you are someone who requires a pacemaker. That kind of thing, yeah. So just be conscious when, you know, if you're using a medical device that could be in could interact with magnets. There's more of them in your iPhone 12, across the lineup of iPhone 12, same with MagSafe accessories, and so this is something to be a bit conscious of.
Yeah, it's you would know if you have a device where this might be an issue. And if you do, maybe just like as long as your phone is 6 inches away from whatever the device is, then you don't have to worry about it. But if there's something else going on, you know, it's probably something you may want to just run past your doctor and make sure that there's not something that maybe you're inadvertently doing that could cause you some trouble down the line. So heads up, much like Security Friday, we just want to make people aware.
Mm-hmm. Or that it will actually just interfere with the device and, you know, stop it working or getting an accurate read, or any of the different types of things all these different types of devices do.
Yeah.
So it's it's not something that we need a mass panic about, but it's something to be conscious of when using these combination of devices.
Right. And, you know, and like I said, you'll know if you have a device where this is something that you have to worry about, because you already have a certain amount of awareness of other stuff with magnets in it that you need to be aware about. So you
would,
if you don't know if you have a device that does this, there's an excellent chance you do not. We are not doctors. We're not here to dispense medical advice to you, but heads up, and if you have one,
definitely not take it from us.
Don't take it from us. Yeah. Go get an official opinion. Honestly, we'll all be better off. I promise you. But speaking of health and other, like, you know, instituting healthy habits, that sort of thing. Andrew, you had something for us today about a new feature of Fitness Plus, I think. I think it's Fitness Plus, so right?
It is Fitness Plus, okay. Which is great because Fitness Plus is kind of a relatively new service.
Yeah.
But Apple is obviously very committed, so we're obviously getting new content available for it. And this newest one is specifically for people who have an Apple Watch. And I guess maybe Fitness Plus is kind of Apple Watch centered anyway.
Yeah.
But so this feature is called Time to Walk.
Okay.
And it has been rumored for a little bit now, but now it's officially released today. And it's this listening experience. It kind of sounds similar to a podcast to me. So there are episodes available, and each episode features a kind of a famous person or influential person. And they share their personal stories, photos that they have, music that they are inspired by or just like. Mm-hmm. And so Apple says, right now there are 4 episodes available, and 1 new episode will appear every Monday through the end of April.
Okay.
And I took that to mean they aren't going to disappear at the end of April. It just... there won't be any new episodes, but all these old ones will still be available for people.
Yeah.
And so just real quickly, so there are 4 episodes featuring, one of them is Dolly Parton, another one is Draymond Green, and then one with Shawn Mendes, and then finally a episode with Uzo Aduba.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, please tell me the Dolly Parton one is called Walking 9 to 5.
I hope it is.
This is now my fondest wish. I'm a little sad I'm not gonna get to listen to all of them, because I really couldn't care less about Draymond Green. Yeah, he's on the Dubs, and I know somewhere Paul Kent's left eye is twitching right now, and he's not sure why, and it's because I'm talking smack about the Warriors. Yeah, I don't care, Draymond. Let me know when they get Dame Dala on the Time to Walk, and I'll listen to that one 10 times and make up for not listening to Draymond. Anyway, this has been Basketball with Kelly. I think these are going to be interesting. So, like, it sounds like it's just, like, you get a workout that includes Dolly Parton, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So you just walk, like, it's hey, you have to walk and go. So you walk and you get to listen to Dolly tell you about songs and then play some songs.
That's how I took it. Yeah. Like, okay. From the rumors, it sounded like there would be these guided walking exercises, and I guess they still are, but instead of maybe, hey, like, briefly speed up and power walk for 20 seconds or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just, here's something entertaining to listen to while you're walking.
Okay. I mean, a lot of times that's a really nice option, right? Like, having something else to listen to. So, I did notice in the press release they have a little bit of, like, a blurb about each one of them. And talking about, like, what it is that these specific people like about getting to go out and take a walk. The other part I thought was notable in this is that at the end of the press release, it says, like, here's how you do it. And if you're in a wheelchair, then when you see, instead of seeing Time to Walk, you see Time to Push, and it will start a wheelchair walking pace workout. So
yeah.
I thought that was
that's
thoughtful. You know, it's another little bit of accessibility that they're sort of tossing in there for people who need it. And I dig that. So.
I do like this idea. I have to say, I often walk with the podcast on.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea. I like the idea that the Apple is making fitness not just about a yoga mat or some weights or something like that. And you don't need to be a beautiful toned person in a beautiful Apple designed studio to do it. I think that's great.
Yes.
It also obviously makes, particularly in, like, with family sharing, it makes the service more useful to more people. Mm-hmm. All very good.
Yeah.
I'm slightly gripey. And you know I'm going to say this, that it seems to require you have some kind of Bluetooth headphones. Because we were discussing this and it didn't seem that you can start it on your phone.
No.
Through the fitness app on your phone.
Yeah.
Although you can with classes. Says,
users can also browse episodes in the Fitness Plus tab in the fitness app on their iPhone.
So hopefully then it should work with wired, you know, your wired earpods or whatever.
Maybe. Here's where it gets sticky for people playing along at home is that a pair of Bluetooth headphones, you can pair headphones to your watch, whatever Bluetooth ones you want. AirPods are easiest. AirPods go against everything Charlotte stands for.
Not everything, just most.
Well, every aesthetic you hold dear is violated by AirPods, I think. There may be one or two that are not. But otherwise, you can pair whatever Bluetooth headphones you want. So if you have a different pair, then, anything that you already have paired to your Apple Watch is fine, but you're not going to be able to use like the speaker on your watch to do all of that. So that's going to make a difference, I think. So that might be part of it. So
I'll test this out and let readers know, and maybe we'll do a video of me walking or something.
Sure.
But I think, as with... has been the case with other Fitness Plus stuff, it works very well with Apple Watch in terms of getting the data.
Yeah.
It can be powered from your phone if you want to have your phone on you. If you're, you know, the type of person with the cellular Apple Watch who doesn't bother taking their iPhone out for a walk with them, then maybe... it will obviously be powered directly from your watch as well, and you'll need wireless headphones for that. Because as Andrew pointed out when we were discussing this off-air, Andrew Deadpan pointed out, yes, the watch doesn't have a headphone jack.
That was pretty... yeah. Thank you.
We let it... you for that.
But, Andrew, Captain Obvious Or, coming in with the observation.
Just because Charlie... absolutely hates AirPods.
But so here's the thing is that there are other we'll call them stemless options available. So if you have like a pair of over ear headphones that are wireless that you wanted to use, I'm sure you could. I wouldn't want to if I was out walking outside. But you could. And you know, I know a lot of people who use AirPods Pro and swear by them. Because they'll only put in the one. So that way you don't end up with, complete obliteration. Like, or they'll use transparency mode or just put one in. And then after a while I can switch to the other one and I can just use one and then I can still hear everything going on around me. So I think
there's that, but there's a wider point that relates to Fitness Plus. Mm-hmm. And I really like the service, I have to say. I think it's got a lot to offer. You and I have discussed it before, Kelly.
Yeah, I do enjoy
but
it as well.
I was disappointed, and the thing that has stopped me using it more is that you either need an Apple TV, a TV with an app with the Apple TV app, or use it on your phone. Because what doesn't work is the syncing between an Apple Watch and iPad.
Right. But that's temporary, right?
Again, like, we've discussed this before.
We know, we've heard episode. It's coming, I think.
We assume so. Yeah. I've checked periodically. It doesn't appear to be here yet.
Okay.
So what I'm hoping with this is that, you know, you can literally plug your headphones into your iPhone, open up the fitness app on the phone and be like, okay, I'm going for this walk. Talk to me, Dolly.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And it will monitor it on your watch because the data from the watch is great and you can start and stop it from the watch and all that stuff, which is really good. So just to say as well, you obviously can already record an outdoor walk on your Apple Watch.
Yes. That's a known fitness activity for a while.
But obviously it's not got the original audio associated with it and anything like that.
Right. And I think that's part of what makes this interesting is it seems like it's a tailor-made podcast for walking.
And it's it's good that Apple has, I think, as an Apple Watch owner, has tailored Fitness Plus around the watch. Makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
But I hope there's a little bit of flexibility in there for things like this.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it just kind of fuels the irritation that Apple just wants you to buy more Apple stuff.
Yeah. I do. One thing that I noticed in using Fitness Plus is that because I have an Apple TV, Charlotte, so I just use that most of the time.
Right. Exactly.
And I have done it on my phone for things like I've done like mindful cool down and stuff because I have kind of an idea of what I'm seeing. So I don't need it to be quite so big. But one of the things that I liked about it is that the watch is the center instead of the sidekick, because usually the watch is an augmentation of whatever you already have. So
and
it works really
how the service is designed.
Right. And so but like working within that shift is sort of weird. Like I never expect that I can start and stop the thing on my Apple TV with my watch. So sometimes that feels surprising. So like that part has been a little bit odd to get used to. A thing I have not tried, and maybe this is for you, Charlotte, is AirPlay to the big screen, like from your phone to the TV. And if that works.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does, but
it doesn't. I've tried it. Oh, okay. That is the obvious another solution. That's a TV thing, not an Apple thing.
Right. I was wondering if there was a possibility of that making it more helpful so you could get stuff on the big screen. So I don't know. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully, because we it feels like there are some system updates coming. We've had a couple of developer betas that have been the beta for quite a while. So it looks like those are probably going to come very soon. So hopefully, because we know there's an iOS update coming, maybe there's a watchOS update coming. Those usually all kind of come together, the watch and the Apple TV and iOS and iPad OS kind of all happen real close together. So maybe there'll be something there that can fix this for everybody. As usual, when we find anything out, we'll let you know about it here. If you have stuff you want to tell us about, if you have more tips, like the watch tips we did last week, if there's a Fitness Plus workout that you would like for us to know about because it's super great, whatever it is, let us know at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and by leaving comments in the show notes. So, Charlotte and Andrew, thank you both for being here today. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.